All right, Jim Taylor back on the WMJ Sports Line on this Saturday morning. Tanner Matlick now with us in the studio. And I guess first up, just reaction to week one last night.
Just disappointing. You know, we've met as a coaching staff already this morning. There's a lot of reevaluation that needs to happen based on our performance last night. Quite frankly, Jim, I think that our staff didn't do a very good job of preparing these kids. Saw a different scheme on both sides of the ball than what we were expecting. And that's the thing about week one. You never know what you're getting into. United changed some things up, so hats off to their coaching staff. Their kids played really, really hard. And I think I told John this in my post-game press conference last night, that it just seemed like United wanted it more than we did from the opening snap last night.
Well, and I think the surprising thing is, you know, if you give up two scores, you think you have a chance. You know, you're in a good position with the kids you put on the field to win a game like that. Just let's start offensively. What wasn't working last night?
The frustrating thing about that is that I think there was things that were working for us last night, and we just kept shooting ourselves in the foot. As I watched the film late last night after the game multiple times, you know, you look at our seven offensive drives, we only punted once, right? We fumbled on our opening drive, scored a touchdown, fumbled a couple more times, had a touchdown called back, dropped ball in the end zone at the end of the game. So there was things there that we could do, and there were some things that we were doing well. It's just we kept hurting ourselves offensively.
Hey, Coach, sun came up this morning.
Sure did. It sure did. You know, and that's the blessing about this game is you have an opportunity this week to get better and improve on the things that we weren't very good at last night, right? The sun did come up. We've been in our coaches meeting all morning trying to reevaluate our schemes, reevaluate who's playing what positions well, and take it from there here with St. Bede coming up this week.
Well, I don't know if I've ever seen a head coach. I know how distraught you were after the ball game last night. I could just see you walking down on the sidelines before you came up to talk to us, and you know how much it bothered you. And I know I've been doing this now. This is my 45th season of broadcasting high school football, and I'm like you. I feel like I'm part of the team, so to speak. And it was a tough night to sleep. I got to admit, I was thinking about the game three or four times. Woke up at night thinking about different stuff. But like I said, the sun came up today, and sounds like you've already gotten into what you need to do to get ready for next week.
Yep. We've been watching. First, we recapped the game this morning as a coaching staff of what really happened last night, you know, schematically what we can do on defense to play a little bit better. And Jim's hit the nail right on the head in the opening portion of this interview. If you give up 14 points in a game, you expect to win that game. You know, our offense has got to be able to score, and that falls on me as the head coach and the offensive coordinator. So we're moving forward to next week with St. Bede coming up. Looks like they played really well last night. So got our hands full this week, and we just have to be better at preparing and getting the kids ready to play.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, the one thing that I wasn't there, obviously, but just kind of seeing, like, the box score, I think it was the turnovers were 3-0, and I think no matter who you play, if you 4-0, so 4. But, you know, same basic thought is, you know, you lose the turnover battle by 4, it's going to be tough to beat whoever you're playing. So obviously that's something that I assume probably needs to be fixed heading into week 2.
Yep. And Ty, the head scratcher about that is over the summer and through our first few weeks of practice, we harp on the kids on ball security, and we do ball security stations, ball security drills. And it was a culmination of a lot of things, but you're exactly right. If you lose the turnover battle in week one, you're not, especially by that much, 4-0, you're not going to win a lot of ball games. And at the points we had those turnovers, they were crucial points. One was on a 4th-and-1 on our opening drive. We kind of had a missed exchange there between our quarterback and our fullback. And then one was on the goal line or on the 4 or 5 yard line there when we were set up to score, you know. So, yeah, you're exactly right. If you lose the turnover battle by that much, you're not going to win many ball games.
Listening to Coach Graves' interview, it sounds like he had the same issues that you had along the offensive line last night. There's a difference between hitting somebody and blocking somebody. And we discussed this preseason about the fact that, you know, our offensive line has got to be more physical and, like you said, just stick with their blocks longer and drive people off the ball, not just hit them and hold them for a second. But, I mean, physically try to manhandle the other team.
Sure, yeah, and we have to bring our feet and our hands and our hips on every single play as an offensive line group. And I don't want to put this on one group. Look, everybody made mistakes last night. It wasn't just the offensive line. As I look back, I was just shocked by the amount of cramping we had going on. And I told you and Bill this because we've worked very, very hard this offseason. So I'm not really sure what to think on that front. But as you look at that last offensive drive we had our backup center, our second string right guard, and our third string right tackle in, and then two sophomores that are not starters in the backfield at our tailback and our fullback position. So there's some reevaluation of how we prepare our bodies physically that needs to happen as well so that we're not in those situations late.
Yeah, but I'll say that, I mean, you the conditions this week and last night, you can't prepare for that. And you're going to – I mean, I saw it on both sides of the field at Newman and Rock Ridge last night, cramping. I mean, it's just with the dew point the way it was last night. That's just the variability of a week one game. Normally, even when the weather conditions are not like that in week one, you see kids cramping up. That's just the start of a new season, I think.
Speaking of, some people had to come in and fill a role for you last night. I was impressed with sophomore running back linebacker Mason Gray. He came in and had to play defense and got in some tackles. And then he had to fill in at running back, and he ran hard, and I was impressed with how he stuck his nose in it, as they say.
Yeah, Mason's a super tough-nosed kid. He works his tail off in everything he does it the right way, very coachable, you know, just wants to win not only for himself but for the team. So he puts it all out there every snap, and he's a very impressive sophomore for us, so excited to see what his future looks like.
Well, and, you know, you touched on St. Bede earlier, but obviously that looks like a team that is pretty good and a really dynamic quarterback, an impressive win for them over Tuscola, who is a preseason top 10 team in 1A. Obviously, looking at that matchup, 0-1 heading into it, you know, how big of a game and how big of a test does that feel like in week two kind of right away?
It's huge. I told the kids last night right after the game that, look, guys, the schedule doesn't get any easier from here, right? We have got to bring it starting Monday. We have to bring a winning mentality, a chip on our shoulder, and we have to bust our butts in practice this week to be prepared for that game. And I think the problem last night was, as you look at our Tuesday and Wednesday practices, I would be sitting here lying, telling you guys that we went 100% game speed in those practices. And I think that's a big change we're going to need to see this week so that we're prepared better for Friday night.
I'm curious, so have you seen St. Bede film yet or not?
Yeah.
Yep. So tell us about this transfer student quarterback they got from, is it Aurora Central Catholic? Ty said 3,500 yards in the last 2 years. They beat state-ranked traditional power Tuscola in week one last night. What is he? He must be a pretty good player.
Yeah, so I haven't seen their film from last night. I have their film from last year specifically, but everything I've heard about the kid is he's super dynamic, and we're going to have to find a way to contain him. So,
and how's Peyton? What's Peyton's prognosis right now? I know we talked about it on the postgame show last night. You know, it's nice. You know, it is. It's tough. Zach Hoftender had to go from tackle to center and on one day's notice, and then you had to plug somebody in at tackle. And you've been working with that mesh of linemen for a while. So I saw him on the sidelines with his arm in a sling. What's his recovery time like? Is it depend on him, or how badly was he hurt that time?
Yeah, so he shot me a text this morning. His first appointment with the pediatric clinic, or the ORA, I guess I should say, is on Monday morning. So we'll reevaluate then and see what the timeline looks for him. I'm unsure at this point. Honestly, he said he feels fine, but we want to be careful with that injury not make him sit out the entire season.
And he chipped in. He was running the water into the huddles and everything last night.
Yeah, and he was engaged with our offensive line all night. He's a captain for us. He's a leader for us. So I was happy to see him not just sit back on the sideline and let things happen. He was talking with our backup center and our whole offensive line group all night, trying to push them to do their job. So, yeah, I was proud of that kid last night for not just sitting back.
So you go, they say you go through five stages after a loss. I can tell the first stage you're dealing with right now is kind of anger this morning. So there's got to be some evolution, you know, this week. You can't, it's still the emotion, the hangover from the game last night, but you can't completely start over, right? I mean, you got to move forward. But I mean, are there, you have to be careful to say, well, I just can't go crazy and make these significant changes from week one to week two. But how do you approach that going to?
Yeah, and I don't think that's what we intend to do, Jim. There's not going to be anything that's going to rock the boat, you know, immensely. But we have to change our effort and practice and the way we go about things throughout the week, for sure. As far as how we get over this, I think it's going to start this afternoon when we start game planning for St. Bede and start locking in on them. Instead of, you know, you just got to leave the past in the past, learn from it, and move on.
I'll tell you this about St. Bede. We were talking about it early. That is a great venue. Have you been there before?
I have not.
It's like a small college, just like a Monmouth College campus, really. Great place to play a football game. What do you think the kids' reaction was last night in the locker room with the coach for the first time, the head coach, first-year head coach, speaking with them after the game? Do you think they were engaged listeners last night? I guess you'll find out maybe next week.
Yeah, I think they definitely felt it the same way the coaching staff did. Nobody wants to go out and drop a game 14-6 in week one, right? We didn't have much success on either side of the football. So I think the kids had the feeling of, you know, disappointment, anger, like the coaching staff is feeling. We have to use that to fuel us for these upcoming weeks.
Now, I know I'm going to bring John Hoshite in here. So I know, you know, over the years that we've been covering games in the Consolidated School District, right? And when we host a game at Pratt Memorial Field and we play a conference team and we play at home and we lose at home to one of those conference schools who we beat regularly, it's tough to watch. And some people get a little angry when the visiting school celebrating on Pratt Memorial Field. Did you notice that from, you know, the celebration from United? They had to be pretty happy last night. They came in here and won a game.
Yeah, I didn't see them really celebrating. I know Coach Milroy, when he had them down in the huddle, was giving them the talk, and then it was the old, yeah, and they ran all the kids, yeah, and they were really, you know, pumped to, you know, at what they accomplished. So, yeah, I think, too, what the last game between Alito and Alexis won, and then the series got canceled, and then
yeah, they got the shoe still. Yeah. Tab Ballmer will never give that up. Calm down, Ballmer.
We're playing them last night, and I don't know when we'll meet them again. If we keep getting them as our, well, we won't because we'll be in the track type of thing. So they got the, but we, you know, that we'd beat them 15 times in a row. So
yeah. All right. So this is how we'll end it then. On a positive note, is it's week one, right? So there's 8 games left. So I mean, as each week goes on, if you have success, this week one means less and less. I mean, is that kind of the approach now, that you have to, as you say, prepare, get ready, and put everything in the rearview mirror?
Yep.
You have 8 games to play.
Yep. And that's you hit the nail on the head there, Jim. 8 games left in the season. The sky is not falling. The world's not ending. You know, we have 8 games left, and we have a chance to get better this week. That's how we have to look at it. Learn from last week. I think Jalen Hurts said it after they lost in the Super Bowl. There's 2 things that happen in a football game. You either win or you learn, right? So we have to take this as a huge learning opportunity and take that next step as a ball club.
John Nelson says that, Rutgers softball coach, all the time. He's had some success. So, yeah, that's a good way to look at it, I think.
Looked like your daughter enjoyed the game last night.
Yeah, she did. She did. And she's really a blessing. And I was incredibly disappointed. Again, not directly at our players, just, you know, as the head coach of this ball club, it almost feels like I failed the kids this week, right? So incredibly disappointed. And then to see my daughter on the sideline after the game and all she wanted was a hug from me, and, you know, to see her smiling, it really puts things into perspective. You know, she was a baby that was born incredibly early, and we didn't know if she was going to make it. So just seeing her on the sideline after the game really put things into perspective that, you know, this is just a game. At the end of the day, we want to build these young men into great quality human beings and see them go on to be successful in their careers after football as well.
All right, go look at some hot rods in downtown Alito. Calm down and go eat some deep fried food over there, right?
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you next week. Thanks, Coach. All right, more coming up on WRMJ, WRMJ.com.
When it comes to document imaging technology, it's best to deal with a local company. A local company like Office Specialist. Office Specialist has sharp copier printers, color systems, and network printers, all supported by a local do-whatever-it-takes attitude to satisfy you, the customer. Office Specialist puts you, the customer, in charge, so you can make the document imaging decision
that's best for your business. Sharp copy or printers from Office Specialists. Visit osi.biz.
6140 Run knows that foot comfort is important whether you're walking, running, or working. Shop their selection of running shoes from Saucony, Mizuno, Hoka, and Brooks. They've got the latest design and styles of Birkenstock sandals featuring the legendary footbed for day-long comfort. Numerous new styles of Hey Dude shoes along with Red Wing and Wolverine work boots. There's great selection and styles for you at 6140 Run in Galesburg.
And welcome back to Sportsline on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're continuing our recap of week one of the 2023 high school football season, talking now with head coach of the Orion Chargers, Chip Filler. And Orion off to a 1-0 start after a 20-14 win over Hall last night at home. So, Coach Filler, as we start, congratulations on the win in week one. What did you think of the Chargers' performance?
Well, I think we gutted it out. How about that? I mean, that was the kind of the best thing that I could say. I mean, there's so many things that we did that were not like up to our standards, so to speak. So, you know, as we watch the film and we get together, the next few days and get our guys ready to go. I mean, I know we have a lot to improve on. But you know, survive in advance kind of deal. You know, it's better to be 1-0 than 0-1. So we'll take it. So.
Well, and I know with week one in really. Every year there's a lot of unknown, you know, with what your opponent has, what you have. You don't really know until you see it at the game level. So what'd you think of some of maybe the performances you got on the offensive and defensive side of the ball individually from some kids?
Well, defensively, you know, middle of the first quarter, early second quarter, we started to scratch. You know, we had an outside linebacker that wasn't playing up to par, and we took a safety, Nolan Buchan. We took a safety and moved him to outside of backer. And Nolan just probably had one of the best games that we've had as an outside linebacker in the last 3 years. I mean, he's never played the spot. Got in there, did exactly what we asked him to do. I mean, he is very literal. So, hey, if you step with your right foot at 6 inches, he'll step with his right foot at 6 inches. He will do it. He won't deviate from your plan. He was just amazing. I mean, great tackles. And he kind of gave us a spark a little bit there defensively, really helped us out. We had guys clamping. Jackson Pierre came in. He was a corner. He ended up playing free safety. It was just a mash unit on the defensive side of the ball. But that mash unit held Hall scoreless in the second half and just really did a great, great job of field position and making sure that we had a chance to win the game, you know. I mean, we had him pinned back, and a great punt return by Caden Edmonds. I mean, it was going to be a short field anyway, but then he puts the ball at the 2-yard line. By the way, Nolan Buchan had a great block on that play as well, and then we go ahead and score. So those guys defensively really did a nice job. I mean, just stepping in, and then offensively, you know, we were hitting at all cylinders to begin with, and then kind of had a lull just with all the heat and the cramping, and we were in and out of formations, and it just was off a little bit, but we'll be better. We'll be better. Again, just to survive in advance, I guess.
Well, and like you said, you know, for you, maybe not as crisp offensively in the second half, and that's a game that you're trailing in the second half and into the fourth quarter, but still, like you alluded to, you know, defensively able to get some stops, stepping up on special teams, still able to find a way to get a win. And I'd assume that's a pretty good sign to see that, you know, that this group was able to find a way to win even when things weren't, you know, clicking on all cylinders.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that was what I said to him at the end. Now, like, hey, you know, about 3-4 years ago, I mean we've had a really solid run, really, really solid run, I would say, from 2009 to 2019, you know, and then, you know, maybe we haven't been so good the last couple of years, but during those good years, we knew how to win. So this game would have been, you know, donezo. I mean, we would know how to finish it. And for these guys who haven't won, to learn, to know how to win, to figure out a way to get it done late in the fourth quarter in like a whatever it takes situation, you know, when things were going well, you know, you had to have a special teams play, whatever it was, that's really bodes well for us. because we can only build on that. And now these guys have a taste of what it takes to win in the fourth quarter, and that's only going to go well for us go moving forward. So I was really excited about the way that part of the game worked out for us.
Well, and something that everyone dealt with last night, of course, was the heat. And I assume, you know, for you, you had probably a lot of kids cramping up like everybody did. So how much of a role, I guess, did the heat play for you? And I know something you talked about coming into the season, a little bit concerned about depth. So how do you think that played out for you last night?
Well, it was sketchy there for a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you. We had our starting varsity center in a couple plays have to move to right guard, had to bring our sophomore center in who hadn't played. And by the way, he ran out there without a wristband, so he tried to tell somebody to play and he has no idea what's going on. and then we have a sophomore guard who plays tackle. He's playing guard. I mean, it was, you know, Coach Mattson did a wonderful job trying to get everybody back together. The game-winning score, we scored to go up, you know, go up, I guess, six, or go up five. We're going to kick the extra point. Well, we had lost a free safety and a wing early on in the game, but we hadn't gone out for our PAT before that. So we ran out there with 10 guys and didn't have a wing. And we're trying to figure out who's missing and whatever, and this kid is on his way. You know, he's not even here. So we're throwing out a backup quarterback to go play wing back, you know, on the PAT. And that's as we were lining up. I mean, Cale's ready to snap the ball, and we're running somebody on. It was crazy. But I know Hall had to do the same thing. And I talked to Coach Thiemann at the end of the game, and Coach Thiemann said that his seniors, some of his leaders were pulling themselves out, you know, for cramps and stuff. So, I mean, I know everybody had to deal with it, but it was something I've never seen before, and I'm sure everybody had to deal with it. But it was wild on our sideline trying to figure out who was playing and who wasn't. I'm sure that we probably had a number nine playing guard at some point, you know what I mean, and just didn't have an idea.
All right, and looking ahead to next week now, taking on Mendota, a long trip to get there, but how do you feel about the Chargers heading into week two?
Well, you know, I guess the only thing that I know about Mendota right now is the score. So I have to take a look at the film and everything. We have a lot to improve on. And I know, Ty, I know you've heard this before, because the guy probably sitting next to you says it to everybody, but the biggest improvement is from week one to week two, right, as a high school football team. So you're going to see some of the things that we didn't do really well. I think we're going to be better at the next week. You know, we had some really odd penalties for us, because we're a pretty disciplined team, I think. And in the first half, we were like, you know, four or five penalties that really killed drives. None in the second half. I think we're going to go to build on that. You know, the turnover in the first half, none in the second half. We're going to build on that, and then we're going to get going. You know, Cale had a pretty decent game, and, you know, we would like to run the ball for him, but if we have to go ahead and throw it 40 times, I'm pretty confident in the fact that we can do that and win a football game. So, you know, there's definitely some things we need to improve on, but we're moving in the right direction.
Zorian head coach Chip Filler, the Chargers 1-0 after a 20-14 victory over Hall last night. Coach Filler, thanks for talking with us. We'll see you in Mendota on Friday night.
All right, buddy. Hey, we got a spot for you on the bus. Just
get right, the bus. Sounds good. I might meet you in Orion and take you up on that offer.
So. Well, I know your gas. What an expense account probably try at the max right now, since you're doing. You had to drive around and do all these 101 interviews. Which is very nice, because, man, your dad never did that, like, one-on-ones. That was very intimate. I thought it was a really nice gesture to come out. Oh, he just did it on the phone. So it's just a nice touch knowing that you're just loved by the Ty Taylors, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I love the Orion Chargers. I was happy to make the drive over to Orion. And speaking of our gas expense, before I let you go, so next week the four games we're doing are in Peru, Mendota, Sterling, and then in Colfax, I believe. So we're going to be all over the state of Illinois.
Goodness.
Yeah, we might not be able to pay the light bill next week.
ESPN, look out, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
WRMJ's kicking butt.
That's right. All right, Coach Filler, thanks for talking with us, and I will talk to you later in the week, all right?
All Absolutely. Gotta love small market radio.
Absolutely. Amen. Right, and we'll be back with more on WRMJ after this.
At Country Financial, we're more than just an office you may pass by as you drive through town. We are part of a community that helps support the programs that make our neighborhoods thrive. We take the time to get to know our customers. We know that every situation is unique, and our goal is to understand yours so we can help you be confident about your financial security and your future. To talk about how we can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like, see your local Country Financial representative.
In Aledo, see me, Tracy Bigham.
John Waugh.
Or Jason Potter.
In Edgington, see me, Brent Bigham.
In Orion, see me, Julie Hessler.
When it comes to document imaging technology, it's best to deal with a local company. A local company like Office Specialist. Office Specialist has sharp copier printers, color systems, and network printers, all supported by a local do-whatever-it-takes attitude to satisfy you, the customer. Office Specialist puts you, the customer, in charge so you can make the document imaging decision that's best for your business. Sharp copier printers from Office Specialist. Visit osi.biz.
This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. So we begin, Brian, the season with all kinds of excitement, of course, waiting for the first games to take place. What do you think of the job that these ADs and administrators had to deal with this week, with all this heat, trying to figure out when practices are going to be? You know, do we play the game on Friday night? Do we move the start time back? Do we try to play Saturday? How do we try to appease all these people that sometimes from the cheap seats are saying, well, you didn't do it that way in the 1970s, you know? But I'll say I respect the decisions, and I appreciate, you know, the job those ADs and administrators have to do, especially right off the bat here in the new school year.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right, Jim. We knew heading into the start of the school year that you know, unseasonable weather in early August was going to change, and we had this heat wave. And it's difficult, as you say, for the administrators, whether it be, you know, on the school day or, in this case, athletic directors and coaches trying to figure out when to practice, how to get around certain buildings that maybe you're going to play volleyball in and there's no air conditioning, moving maybe, you know, locations from one to another, switching sites. We had a couple of those here in our area. So, yeah, I mean, it's a very difficult decision to make oftentimes, or you take your time and you say, okay, let's do what we can, because we all know why it's so darned important to avoid the heat and make sure everyone stays safe.
Well, and then you factor in, too, with if you do have to make scheduling changes, you have to factor in, well, are the officials – in that situation lined up where we can have referees at the game, because even without, you know, alterations in schedules, it's a challenge to find officials again this year. So that's another thing these administrators have to continue to deal with.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think as you see the season go on, we've already had a couple of games up here where not this week or not even in the foreseeable future, but in week 8, they have realized they're not going to have officials, so they're going to have to move from a Friday to a Saturday. And I think that's just going to get to a crisis level and pretty much across the platform of all sports.
I know Friday, we record this on Thursday, we record this on Friday, play it back on Saturday. I know the temperatures, I'm not going to say are more comfortable on Friday, but there's been some moderate relief. But still, I can't imagine officiating in this weather, coaching in this weather, and more importantly, putting a football uniform on and playing in this weather. I respect the kids, you know, persevering and dealing with these serious type of weather elements this week.
Yeah, that's a good point, and I don't want to sound like we're impacted by this, but you know, it's one of those deals where, yeah, they're out there and they're exercising and they're going through strenuous activity, and I'm having an issue sometimes in some of the press boxes because they're closed in, they've been in the heat all day, and you're kind of warm, so I can't even imagine what some of those other folks are going through, because I just know that it's such an uncomfortable feeling, and your body can overheat so quickly.
All right. One other thing to get to today from the IHSA board meeting this week. Kurt Gibson is announcing his retirement effective at the end of the year. Now, he has been an administrator that, you know, in terms of one of the toughest sports, I think, to administer is basketball, because one, people are always saying, well, why can't we go back to two classes? Why can't we do this? Why isn't there a shot clock? Things of that nature. I know I've worked with him too. I appreciate the conversations I've had over the years. You know, he's the administrator of bass fishing, and also he was the first administrator of the IHSA eSports as well. And then his connection, he has connections to this area because he's the son-in-law of John Elder, and then Wright, his nephew, worked at your area, Cole Skipper. So there's always like 7 degrees of separation in play with a lot of these people we deal with in high school sports. But he's been a friend of the media, I know.
Yeah, he sure has, and it's always enjoyable to run into him. And as you say, as administrator of basketball, he's really kind of steered the IHSA through some, you know, I'm not going to say difficult times, but the pandemic, and then moving venues for the boys' state tournament. And always seems to have, you know, the right motives in mind when he makes those, you know, decisions. He doesn't make them, you know, individually, obviously, but when he kind of pushes the IHSA's, you know, gas pedal into the right direction. And yeah, we're going to miss him, you know, once he does step away. So.
All right. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.
6140 Run knows that foot comfort is important whether you're walking, running, or working. Shop their selection of running shoes from Saucony, Mizuno, Hoka, and Brooks. They've got the latest design and styles of Birkenstock sandals featuring the legendary footbed for day-long comfort. Numerous new styles of Hey Dude shoes along with Red Wing and Wolverine work boots. There's great selection and styles for you at 6140 Run in Galesburg.
All right, who was in the best mood this morning? Chip Filler, everybody else.
That drive. He's always in a good mood. What are you talking about?
All right, so we get set for week two next week. So it'll be Mercer County at Peru St. Bede Friday night. We have a Friday night game with Mendota hosting Orion. Boy, some long road trips next week. And then Friday night, the Rockridge game will be in Lexington. That's a co-op, Lexington and Ridgeview. So that game will be in Lexington next Friday night. And then a Saturday night game. Is that a 6 o'clock or a 7 o'clock?
6 o'clock game kickoff in Roscoe Eade Stadium.
That's a great place to see a game. So that'll be our coverage. Thanks to our great coaches. I know it's not easy sometimes coming in on these Saturday mornings. Appreciate Tanner Matlick. That's where we gain the most respect when you come in after these tough losses.
Well, and like you said, speaking to next week in week two, a lot of long trips for us. Are you excited about that?
This will be my second trip to Lexington. The last time I was in Lexington, Marty Sanders was the head coach of the Westmore Warriors. They were playing a playoff game against the Lexington Minutemen. And then Lexington is the home of Alex Tanney.
Yeah, it is. So for me, Friday night, I'm doing two games next week. I'm covering Orion and Sherrard for us. So on Friday night, I'm going to Mendota. Saturday, I'm going to Sterling, which I've been like led to believe over the last few months that if you have to travel from Aledo to Mendota and Aledo to Sterling, the world's going to end. So I got to do that back-to-back day. So we'll see if I survive right?
Both fields are are AstroTurf too.
Yeah, two really nice facilities in Mendota, and then it's Sterling High School, of course, that Newman plays at. So yeah, a couple of nice facilities we'll see. And I think a lot of good teams we'll have on the air next week too, talking about St. Bede and, of course, Rockridge taking on Ridgeview Lexington, and then Sherrard having another test with Newman. Should be another week of hopefully some competitive games on the air for us.
All right, that'll do it for Sportsline on a Saturday morning. I'm Jim Taylor.
This has been Sportsline on WRMJ.
Today's program has been brought to you by 614-0 Run in Galesburg, your spot for custom-fitted running and walking shoes. Hey Dude Shoes and Birkenstock Sandals, plus Red Wing and Wolverine Work Boots. Office Specialists in Galesburg, Advanced Business Systems in Moline, your headquarters for office supplies, computer sales and service, phone systems, Sharp copiers, promotional materials, and more. And by your local Country Financial representatives, Tracy Bigham, Jason Potter, and Brent Bigham, offering insurance for your life, health, home, auto, farm, or business. The proceeding has been a presentation of WRMJ Sports, your high school sports voice in Western Illinois.